Well, they decided to endorse the election of endorse the position of the UN, which is accepting the result of the election, the outcome as declared by the Electoral Commission, to the effect that Alassane Ouattara won the election, and they are encouraging Gbagbo to allow him to exercise his mandate, because that is the voice of the people, and in the spirit of an organization that is working towards being citizen-focused, working towards an ecowas of citizens. We believe that the citizens have spoken in the run of election, and the voice of the citizens should be respected.
So with the communique and with the decision that has been taken, when will he be officially presented to him?
Yeah, we have already taken a position that that is our preference, that is our position on this matter. So at least that is unambiguous as to where we stand. And secondly, we have suspended Cote d'Ivoire from all the decision-making authorities of ECOWAS, in line with Article 45 of the Protocol on Democracy and Good Governance. There are two very fundamental issues that decisions that were taken today by heads of state and government in their collective wisdom. And that we think would send a message clearly to the people of Cote d'Ivoire, and indeed to others who want to engage in that kind of adventure, that they will not tolerate that kind of behavior in the region.
Now, when will this be communicated to President Laurent Gbagbo?
Well, they don't need to communicate. The heads of state have taken a position, and the position is clear and ambiguous. I'm sure, as I speak to you, they are aware of the position that the cause has taken, because I think there is so much interest in it, and the story is out there. I'm sure that through the normal channels, they will get to know about the outcome of this meeting and the position of ECOWAS.
Sunny, there are some suggestions that President Gbagbo might not necessarily agree to the decision of the heads of state and government taken in Abuja Tuesday, and that he will not step down. Is there any action that ECOWAS might take?
Well, we have taken the chairman of authority did say in the press conference after the summit, where he graciously obliged the press to take a few questions, and this was one of the issues that was raised, and he said, well, ECOWAS has taken its position, and we cannot compel them to, we cannot go and force impose it on them, but they know where we stand, and at least increasingly you can see that there's a consensus within the international community in favor of this position. So it is now left to him to heed the voice of the international community and the voice of the people of Cote d'Ivoire.
Was there a need to call him to respect an agreement that he initially signed to respect the result of the election if it's indeed endorsed by the United Nations?
Well, if he signed onto that agreement, he has an obligation to respect it. I think that is only in the circumstance that I think would be an honorable thing to do.
Well, his supporters are saying that the decision of the Constitutional Court runs supreme. What do you say to that?
Well, what I can say is that we have taken our position. I think it's the right thing to do, and it will save the country unnecessary distress if they comply with the mandate, if they listen to the voice of the people, and that is that voice that we are trying to preserve, because it's important for us as we try to sustain our atmosphere of democracy and good governance in the region, that we make the point that those are the kind of fundamentals that we need to abide with. And we have regional instruments that did define the acceptable behavior in terms of elections and conduct. And those are the instruments we are trying to protect.
Will the ECOWAS mediator, Blaise Campori, president of Burkina Faso, go to Ivory Coast to personally meet with President Gbagbo in this instance that ECOWAS has taken its decision?
No. There's no decision from head of state to that effect.
All right. Thank you very much, Son. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So for now, it's not an option, because it was not among the things that were decided by head of state. You know, ECOWAS operates, this is the ultimate authority when it comes to issues of ECOWAS. So if they have taken a decision without that element, then one cannot now extrapolate to suggest that President Blaise Campori, indeed, they did commend President Blaise Campori, whose tenacity contributed to the the holding of elections, took us all the way down to the holding of elections, and heads of state were indeed very grateful to him for his role in that process. And I think the region also remains eternally grateful to him for bringing us this far in Côte d'Ivoire.